Joining me now is Steve Emerson. He's the executive director of the Investigative Project on Terrorism, the author of Jihad Incorporated, A Guide to Militant Islam in the U.S. Steve, you've been on top of this way before 9/11, and so many people are surprised at this doctor ring, but you say that this is what happens. They come in groups. Is that right?
They come in clusters, and they sort of move in clusters. It's not your typical recruitment of a domino chain reaction, but rather they move as part of a team, and that's what is believed to have happened here.
Steve, I can't help and steer me in the right course here. I can't help but think that this is kind of, in a way, teaching us a lesson about the border and illegal immigrants. In a way, we've got to bring the people in, know who they are, need their skills, but then melt them into our society. It's not what Great Britain is doing. They don't melt in over in Great Britain, and so they are disenfranchised.
Yeah, but the problem here is that, unlike, well, let's just say this, melting in is dependent upon the willingness of the person to melt in.
Yes.
If they are tuned out to becoming a member of that society, and if their allegiance is to the larger Muslim ummah or community, and they start hating their own society, there's nothing you can do, whether it's Britain or whether it's the U.S., to basically make them loyal.
How close do you think we are to seeing something like this happen in the United States?
Make them loyal.
How close do you think we are to seeing something like this happen in the United States?
I think we're much closer now than we've ever been since 9/11, because I think since 9/11 we've seen the FBI be very successful in stopping attacks like Fort Dix and the JFK plot. But we see the frequency of those plots occur much more greater than ever before.
Condoleezza Rice said a few months back about birth pangs in the Middle East, and I think that's exactly what we're going through. Gordon Brown said over in Great Britain, he said they no longer want the government to use the words Muslim and terrorist in the same sentence, jihad, Islamic, or fundamentalist. What exactly do we call these people?
Oh, we just call them bad people. I mean, that's like saying in World War II, we wouldn't call them Nazis. We would just call them bad people. I mean, that's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. That's like saying, waving a white flag and saying, we surrender. If we can't identify and name the enemy as who they are, then we basically can surrender the fight because we've lost. It's impossible to basically delegitimize the enemy if you can't identify them.
Steve, you've been working on a breaking story, and we'll talk to you on Headline News next week. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
First, let me go to Zudi. Zudi is a former U.S. Navy lieutenant commander and the chairman of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. Zudi, let me ask you the same question that I just asked Steve, and that is, Gordon Brown says no use of Muslim and terrorist, jihad, Islamic, or fundamentalist in any statement coming out of his